This is NWPB News.
You already know that elections directors at the county and state level are on the hot seat due to persistent questions about the integrity of the vote. Candidate Julie Anderson is running as a nonpartisan for Washington Secretary of State. She says one answer to build trust among voters could be to make the state's top election officer officially nonpartisan, something like an election umpire, impartially calling balls and strikes.
I don't think it makes sense, and voters tell me that it doesn't make sense, for the Secretary of State to belong to a team.
Anderson is wrapping up her third term as Pierce County Auditor. County voters made that a nonpartisan position in 2009. This angle came up in multiple debates this summer.
That doesn't mean that political folks aren't going to run, but it sets a signal that the expectation is that this is a professional ministerial office that applies the law and doesn't make the law.
Changing the office of Secretary of State to nonpartisan would require an act of the legislature. If she wins in November, Anderson says she'll ask Washington state lawmakers to make that change. On this, she differs with her opponent, appointed incumbent Steve Hobbs, a Democrat.
I take a rather unique stance. I don't care if it's partisan or nonpartisan. I'm going to operate the way I'm going to operate.
Hobbs says the person you elect is more important than the label. He elaborated during a debate hosted by the Association of Washington Business.
We had three great secretaries of state that were Republican, and they worked across the aisle. It's about being bipartisan, being able to reach a decision, bringing all people in and ideas.
Hobbs and Anderson are running to serve out the remaining 2 years of former GOP Secretary of State Kim Wyman's term. Wyman left last fall to take an election security job in the Biden administration. A candidate who lost in the primary, Democrat Marquez Tiggs, says if the Secretary of State is nonpartisan, it could be harder to discern which contenders have which political strings attached. Tiggs commented during a summertime debate organized by the League of Women Voters.
If you have this partisan label on this position, at least you'll know where they stand.
This is not just a state government issue. In the Northwest, most local election offices are overseen by an elected county auditor or clerk. In Washington, unlike in Oregon, that's a partisan office, except in certain places, such as King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties. Earlier this year, Cowlitz County Auditor Carolyn Fundingsland, along with other interested colleagues, drafted proposed legislation to make the position of county auditor nonpartisan statewide, along with the Secretary of State.
We are administrators at this level. We do not set policy, and we don't make partisan decisions. And it appears to be more fitting for us to be nonpartisan in comparison to, say, city council members who do set policy and make decisions, and they're nonpartisan offices.
Fundingsland says the proposed change is in limbo, at least until after the November election. She says the idea needs a champion in the legislature to carry it forward. She solved the issue for herself in the meantime by running for re-election in Cowlitz County as an independent. County sheriffs and county coroners who run for office in partisan elections have also teed up the idea of converting wholesale to nonpartisan. Again, that would take an act of the legislature. The partisan politicians who fill the Washington legislature have been unfriendly to the proposed change when it's come up before. Plus, the major political parties want to keep the status quo. State Democratic Party Chair Tina Podlodowski says people with extreme beliefs could hide behind a nonpartisan label and gain support. She says linking a candidate to a party brings some degree of accountability. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.